let me say, it's the 15th of July, 1974, and it's Paul Cummings talking to Saul LeWitt. Where is the accent in your name? Is it L-E or is it W-I-T-T or is it L-E-W?
The last syllable, LeWitt.
It is. So it's, people argue about that all the time.
Not very interesting argument.
Scholarly accuracy. Anyway, you were born when in Hartford, Connecticut?
September 9th,
1928. Oh. Now, there are lots of gaps, so I will ask some very obvious questions once in a while. Did you live there a long time? Or did you go to school
until
there?
I was six, and then we moved about 10 miles away to New Britain, Connecticut.
So.
And I lived there until I went away to school, really, or until I came to New York after 1953.
Well, do you have brothers and sisters?
No.
No.
I have other relatives in Hartford and New Britain.
In that whole area of Connecticut. Let's see, you were born in 1928, so you grew up through the 30s, really, in the Depression years and everything. Do you remember much of that?
Sure, I remember quite well because we lived in certain streets and certain areas at certain times. I don't remember too much of Hartford because I was six when we left, but I do remember some things. But New Britain I remember quite well. And I do remember living in a part of town that wasn't really a very good part of town. It wasn't so bad, really, but I remember that people were out of work and my aunt had a grocery store and she used to give credit to people and had a hard time
collecting,
getting paid.
What kind of schools did you go to there?
Oh, I went to the regular public schools there and then I went to Syracuse.
Was there an interest in art or music or culture or things at home? Were there books around?
Well, my father was a doctor, and he also invented a lot of surgical instruments, made a lot of drawings and humorous drawings, but I don't think that was too much of a thing at the time. I just liked to do that. I think most kids do like to draw.
Did you draw a lot as a child? And
I did as a child.
Into grammar school, high school, and things?
Yeah. But not the... Well, I didn't think it was... by the time I got to high school, I didn't do too much. But then I started again toward the end.
Did you take any art classes, or were there any?
I only took 1 year, I think, in high school.
No. But was it, were the... New Britain, there was no museum there, was there?
They do have a museum.
There is a little
actually,
museum.
It's a small museum devoted mostly to American art.
Right.
And they do have some very good things. Late 19th century, early 20th century. Prendergast, they have. They have several very nice things.
Did you visit that often, or was it an unusual?
Well, I used to go there, once or twice, and they never changed much, so it wasn't.
The repeated
visit. No point going back all the time.
What about sports and other kind of school activities?
Oh yeah, I played all kinds of sports, football and softball, as usual.
Yeah. Everything that was around it.
Yeah, because we lived next to a very large park and it was very easy just to go there, get into a pickup game of some sort,
whoever was around.
Almost every day,
That was fun. Were there any teachers in high school that you remember, or particular people you feel were influential?
There were certain teachers that I liked a great deal, but not influential in any sense pertaining to art. I liked my Latin teacher very much, and an English teacher I had, history.